the parched earth of the drought-stricken Southwest, it's hard to imagine that from the dusty horizon to the noon sun, that little cloud off to the left is actually a lake full of water just hanging up there in the sky. Getting it to dump its juice onto the ground is an old and not terribly well-understood technology. Cloud seeding, it's called. And farmers do it all the time. For instance, in the sleepy city of San Angelo, Texas, farmers and local officials pool together $359,000 every year to make it rain on them and across the surrounding seven counties. That comes to about 4.4 cents an acre for a shot at relief from drought. Dan Baum, a journalist in Colorado and the author of Summon the Rain in this month's Scientific American, says all our ancient dreams of controlling the weather may be coming true at the perfect time for the drought-parched West.
Absolutely nothing has changed about the technology of cloud seeding. What has changed is we now can be pretty sure that it works because of new types of radar and vast increases in computing power.
So the technology that has changed is the monitoring. What are the experiments or experiment that really began to definitively show the difference between a seeded and unseeded cloud in its behavior?
Well, there have been huge advances in radar. That's the big one. First, there was the type of radar that we see when we look at a weather map and we see those big green splotches moving around. And that tells meteorologists about the density of a cloud. And when you seed it, you can see the density increase. But now there is a type of radar that slices the cloud both on the X and the Y axis. And what it shows scientists is the size of the droplets inside the cloud. And it can show the droplets actually forming. And that, plus vast increases in computing power, they can build virtual clouds in computers and apply the chemical virtually and see what happens.
How much water is in these clouds, and how much of it typically falls in just a regular natural rainfall?
Well, this blew my mind. You look up at a, you know, on a summer day, you look up at a medium-sized puffy cloud. That's like looking at a flying lake. There is a lot of water in a cloud. And what drives farmers crazy and water districts whose aquifers are going dry, especially with climate change, is that these clouds will just roll overhead and disappear over the horizon.
I guess the silver iodide chemical, which I originally heard about, what is the agent that actually causes rain in that situation? And I would think that if you put a chemical in the cloud, you're going to get chemically polluted rain, which doesn't necessarily help you grow crops.
Well, here's how silver iodide works. Clouds contain water that is below freezing. Now, it doesn't freeze and form into ice because the cloud lacks microscopic particles around which ice can form. Once ice forms, the droplet can get bigger and bigger and bigger and get heavy enough to fall. And once it falls and it falls through the warm atmosphere, it melts, it turns into rain. If the cloud is full of water and is not raining, what you need to do is add those nuclei for the ice to form around. And silver iodide, the particles of it are precisely the right size. And we have refined how we do this, but basically we're doing it the same old way. We're taking airplanes up, we're shooting this stuff into the cloud, and it rains. As for the chemical falling on the ground, we're talking about an infinitesimal amount of silver. The silver iodide is loaded into the cloud. Basically, it looks like road flares attached to the trailing edge of a wing of a small plane, and they burn a flare, and the silver iodide comes out in the smoke. It is of such a small nature that it basically disappears in the background of other natural silver in the environment.
Dan Baum, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.